Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I am grateful to the Lord that you're able to join me as we conclude a message I've been sharing the last several days on waiting upon God. What are the dynamics? What are the elements that the Word tells us we should possess as we wait upon God? And I've shared some scriptures. In fact, I've just basically been sharing scripture because the Word does a beautiful job of expressing and explaining what God's heart and will is. That as we wait on God, we're to wait with patience, with hope and faith and trust in His Word, with full confidence and with earnest desire. Now, when we say that we're to hope in His Word as we wait upon Him, Psalm 130 and 5 says, I wait for the Lord, my soul doth wait for Him, and in His Word do I hope. And beloved, there are many wonderful promises in God's Word that are given to those who are willing to wait upon God. Let me just share, I'll give you scripture references, but if you are willing to wait upon God, you will be blessed, you will renew your strength, you will be saved in that full dimension of what that word means. You'll rejoice in that salvation. You'll experience the Lord's goodness, and you shall never be ashamed. Those who wait on the Lord will inherit the earth. They will receive all temporal blessings and receive glorious things prepared by God for them. Now, let's take a few moments, and I want to give you scripture for each of these areas. And as I said, these are just scripture references. You may want to jot them down as a word of encouragement for you when you at times must wait upon God. Those who engage in waiting upon God are given these promises that are recorded in the Word of God. Those who will wait upon the Lord will be blessed. As a scripture reference, let me give you Isaiah, the 30th chapter, verse 18. A beautiful passage. And therefore, will the Lord wait? Isn't that interesting? The Lord will wait. He'll delay, if you will, that He may be gracious unto you, and therefore will He be exalted, that He may have mercy upon you. For the Lord is a God of judgment. Blessed are all they that wait for Him. Praise God. So there are definite blessings involved in waiting upon God. And perhaps another familiar passage found in that beautiful chapter found in the 40th chapter of Isaiah, Isaiah 40 and 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. And those who engage in waiting on God shall be saved. And of course, as I shared earlier, that does not just refer to our soul's salvation, but refers to salvation sozo in that full, comprehensive, inclusive blessing and prosperity that is involved in salvation. Proverbs 20 and 22 says, say not thou, I will recompense evil, but wait on the Lord, and He shall save thee. Praise God. And also, those who are willing to wait upon God shall rejoice in salvation. Another beautiful passage out of Isaiah 25 and 9. That's Isaiah 25, 9. And it shall be said in that day, lo, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. Another reference I'd like to share with you is found in Lamentations 3:25. Those who wait upon the Lord shall experience the Lord's goodness. Again, that's Lamentations 3:25. The Lord is good to them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. Praise God. And then, they that wait upon the Lord won't be ashamed. Psalm 25 and 3 says, yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. And another passage found in Isaiah 49:23. That's Isaiah 49:23. And kings shall be thy nursing fathers, and their queens thy nursing mothers. They shall bow down to thee with their faces toward the earth, and lick up the dust of thy feet. And thou shalt know that I am the Lord, for they shall not be ashamed that wait for me. Also, those who wait upon the Lord will receive all temporal blessings, anything that we need in this life. As the scriptures say, everything that pertains to life and godliness, he has extended to us richly and freely. Whomsoever will may come and drink freely of the waters of life. Psalm 145, 15 and 16 says, the eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thine hand, and satisfieth the desire of every living thing. That song we sing, his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he cares for me. Amen. So Jesus, as he spoke to the multitudes, he says, don't worry about what you'll have to eat or drink or what you shall wear, for all these things the Gentiles seek after. Your heavenly Father knows you have need of such things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Another scripture I'll share with you for those who wait upon the Lord, another promise, is they that wait upon the Lord shall inherit the earth. Psalm 37 and 9 declares, for evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. And a final scripture I'd like to share with you, one that corresponds to a familiar passage that we hear frequently quoted from the New Testament. Eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard the things that God has prepared for those that love him. Well, this is a beautiful passage found in the Old Testament, very similar in sense and meaning, and that is Isaiah 64 and 4. As we wait upon the Lord, God has glorious things prepared for us. Here the word says, for since the beginning of the world, men have not heard, nor perceived by the ear, neither hath the eye seen, O God, besides thee, what he has prepared for him that waiteth for thee. Praise God. Is that not a beautiful collection of promises, glorious things for our future life, all the meeting of our needs in our present life, all temporal needs, just as the eyes of the animals, every living thing, wait upon God for their food in due season, that you bless us in ways that we cannot contain. You've promised us, Lord, that we shall inherit the earth, that we won't be ashamed, we'll experience your goodness, we'll rejoice in your salvation. We will renew our strength, and we will be blessed on every hand. Father, we thank you for these promises, and we come just to thank you, Lord, that as Each of us, Lord, in our own individual lives, must learn that important lesson of waiting upon you. Those who are in that season right now, in that mode of waiting upon you, Father, we release all those characteristics of waiting upon you in faith, in trust, in hope, and in full confidence, knowing that you are our God who loves us, who will hear and answer prayer. And Father, we wait upon you in a certainty and with an absolute trust that you are working out your will. Lord, that beautiful passage that I shared, which said that the Lord will wait. The Lord will wait that he may be gracious unto you. And Lord, that you will be exalted, that you'll have mercy upon us. Lord, you are a God of judgment, and we are blessed as we wait upon you. You are a God who will right all wrongs. Vengeance is yours, Lord, not ours. And as we trust you with the circumstances of our lives, we know as a righteous judge of the whole earth, you will do that which is correct, that which is right. So, Father, we honor you and we praise you and we thank you for your goodness and the strength and grace to wait upon the Lord. Praise God. Amen. God is so good. And why does he want us to wait upon him to see his promises fulfilled? Because God loves us so much. He has so many wonderful blessings for us in heaven when we're with him, but he loves us so much that he wants us to experience the fullness and the abundance of that which he has for us here in this life. And tomorrow we'll talk about those laws of prosperity for the whole man. I invite you to tune in. But as my time draws to a close, I want you to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. If he's moving upon your heart to share prayer needs. You may be struggling and in the midst of a very difficult situation right now. Beloved, there is strength and power in agreeing prayer. And I invite you to write, knowing that I will personally pray for you, handle your letter. I'll send back to you from my own hands what God gives me to bless you. The announcer will share our contact information. You can email. I respond by mail if you give your mailing address, and or just by regular mail. And I just thank you for your love and your prayer support and for being a faithful spiritual and radio family. I pray for you every day. God bless you. I love you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh.